My first reaction is that I think about Dr. King, one of his famous quotations, that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it always bends toward justice. We waited for 34, 35 years, and then to know that finally there will be the trial of the killers of Thomas Sankara, who is a great African hero, a great Pan-Africanist. But also it is because the popular revolution that happened in 2014, which claimed Thomas Sankara's values, it is because of that revolution that created the condition for the trial to be held.
You mentioned the killers of Thomas Sankara. The former president, Blaise Compaoré, was allegedly implicated, but he is in Ivory Coast. The understanding is that he is not going to be at the trial. What do you make of that?
You know, Blaise Compaoré, he is a coward. And then even though we knew that he was the one who orchestrated, you know, the killing of his friends, he came out and then somehow he wanted to deny. And then he was the immediate beneficiary of the bloody coup d'etat that happened on October 15, 1987. And then for 27 years, he ruled using neocolonial policies and advancing, you know, the interests of foreign entities to the detriment of the people of Burkina Faso. And now that he was taken out of power, and then if he was a man of dignity, he should have faced, you know, the justice of his country. But now we heard that he wants to claim the citizenship of his wife because his wife is Ivorian. And somehow he switched his citizenship from the Burkinabe citizenship to the Ivorian citizenship. So, yes, it's unfortunate, but we are witnessing a very important moment in the history of Africa, in the history of Pan-Africanism, for justice lovers and freedom seekers around the globe.
Why do you think the name Thomas Sankara, even though it's 34 years ago, continues to resonate whenever you mention his name?
Thanks very much for this wonderful question. Thomas Sankara was the man of integrity, and then he lived for his passion and the vision to uplift and empower his people of Burkina Faso. And then his leadership resonates across Africa and beyond Africa. He's an example of true leadership. And then because of that, in a world which is in a moral decay, where people think that they have to do everything in the name of greed, when we think about a leader who was selfless, then, of course, he is a good example, you know, to follow. That's why his name is engulfing now. And then Pan-Africanism is back, and there is the revival of Pan-African consciousness. Yes, Kwame Nkrumah, who is like the greatest Pan-Africanist on the continent of Africa, is there. The young who are organizing across the continent of Africa through People's Powers Movement in Burkina Faso, in Senegal, in Guinea, in Mali, everywhere against French neocolonialism, are claiming also the spirit of Thomas Sankara because of what he did, and his legacy endures, and he has knocked at the gates of eternity and of immortality.
Yenka, thank you so much again, as usual, for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you very much.